The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston. ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media Station. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1, presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 8 o'clock. Major Applewhite joining us here on ESPN 97.5. They've got the bye week this week. They actually play next Thursday, so it's not a true bye week. And it's because you got to get ready for a Thursday night game. Coach Applewhite with us here. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys?
Do you like, I mean, because this isn't really a true bye week, so you got to get going right away. And how do you look at this bye week for your team?
Well, it's an opportunity to get better. It's an opportunity to heal academically. I mean, I know that we don't think about those things sometimes as fans, but just in the middle of the 4 or 5 weeks in the semester, get an opportunity to get ahead academically and obviously focus on your next opponent. With it being a Thursday game, we always love being able to play on Thursdays. But being with a Thursday game, obviously you just got to move your preparation up earlier that week and be a little bit smarter in terms of what you do because you don't have an additional 2 days of rest.
Major Applewhite this year on ESPN 97.5. So you give the guys Friday, Saturday off?
Yes. Well, they'll lift and have meetings tomorrow, but they'll have Saturday off because of next week's schedule being moved so far up. With Thursday being game day, your 3 days of preparation are now Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Right.
And your Wednesday is off, and then you play your game on Thursday.
Right, right. So, what are you going to do? And you going to the beach? What are you going to do on Saturday?
No, I'm going to go catch some games tonight, and catch some schools here in town tomorrow, and then go see some prospects play Friday night, and then Saturday probably do some softball with the 9-year-old, and then watch some college football, and then get ready for practice. Well,
Cruton,
on Sunday.
John, it's Cruton. Yeah. You're always Cruton.
You're going to watch the Ryder Cup?
No, I probably will not.
Well, yeah, I know you're good. That makes, you're a golfer, didn't you? The Pebble Beach thing, didn't you? You guys won, didn't you? You and Chad, you won that thing, didn't you?
No, we did not finish last. I'll say that.
You didn't finish last. Well, okay, all right. I thought you'd watch Ryder Cup, but okay.
You talk about getting better. I want to ask you about the coach. Some people feel like it's probably coach speak because they hear Bill O'Brien in press conferences. We're going to get better. We need to get better from next week to last week. We got better in this practice. Sometimes if we get as hard knocks or whatever, we get a look behind the scenes. Today we got better in practice. Is it really that simple, Major? Can you really get better in a single day? Can you really get better in a single week?
No, I don't think you get better in a single day. I don't think you get better in a single week. I think you get incrementally better, over time. I think it's more important that you define the problem, and once you define the problem, then you create what drills, what teaching, things you're going to go around it and make sure, it's one thing to say, hey, this is what the issue is, but how do you go about fixing it and then evaluating, are we really fixing it? Do we need to change this drill? Do we need to change this call? Do we need to change this player? That's really where you get better in terms of, defense or offense or special teams in terms of just how you're evaluating what you're doing, not just establishing the problem. I think that's what we're trying to do on all phases this week.
It's Major Applewhite with us here on ESPN 97.5. We were just talking about the transfer rule. And now the 4 weeks that you can play and you still get your redshirt year. Is this going to be a week that coaches are looking to and say after that fourth game and worrying how much depth they're going to lose?
Yeah, I think every situation, I hate to give you this answer, but it's the reality. I think every situation is different. I think a lot of coaches thought that there would be a bunch of younger players wanting to leave and transfer because it's, you know, brand new to them. It's a new college atmosphere. And, you know, you've been the big guy on campus in high school, and now you're in college, and kids are going to get frustrated and want to transfer early. I think what you've seen is you've seen some older guys say, hey, listen, I see the kind of the handwriting on the wall these last 2 years. I think I'm going to go ahead and sit out this year, redshirt, and transfer and have one more. So, you know, there's always things like that that come out of new rules and, you know, some surprises in terms of how it's playing out. But I don't know enough about what's happened. I really haven't paid as much attention to it as maybe some other guys have in terms of just the media and stuff like that. But they're all different situations. And, you know, you really don't pay much attention to it when you're focused on your own deal.
I want to ask you on a personal front, when Chris Sims was recruited and you were already there and they started splitting time between you guys. Of course, you had your knee injury, which kind of opened a little bit of a door, but there was a belief he was going to get a play anyway. He's a five-star guy, even though it was, you know, playing against small corners in New Jersey, whatever. Was there any thought? What was your thought process back then? Because we're talking about quarterbacks like Jalen Hurts, and I'm not going to ask you to speak on somebody else's players, but what's the thought process when you've had success and then somebody else comes in, a five-star behind you, which, by the way, is the same thing going on in Bama, and they start getting those reps? What's that like from your standpoint? What went through your mind at the time?
Yeah, you know, Lance, at that time, you know, my thought was, and it's always been the same answer, I'm at a really good school. I'm at a really great university with a lot of opportunities with a degree from here, and this is where I want my degree from. And I'm going to fight and compete, and, you know, people get injured. People don't necessarily play the way they want to play, and you just keep trying your, you know, butt off and play at a high level. And when you get your opportunity again, you get your opportunity again. I was no different than anybody else that got beat out at right guard or, you know, left tackle or wide out. I mean, it was just the same thought process, but, you know, everybody's situation is different, and, you know, it's their right to do whatever the heck they want to do. And, you know, and sometimes those, I mean, let's be honest, some of these guys that we're talking about, they're better players. They have more options.
Yeah.
I mean, I might not have had as many options as some of these guys. They're really good players out there. They're wanting to, you know, transfer. I mean, that's their situation. That's their prerogative. And, you know, I felt like I don't want to transfer anywhere. It's a great degree. And, you know, it may not work out if I go somewhere else. This is where I want to be, and these are the guys that I played football with.
If the rule had been different, had the rule had been what it is now, where if you don't play four games, you know, if you play only four, then you can still keep your red shirt and take off. Is that something, do you think, that you would have considered? I know we're going all the way back, but did you fancy yourself a potential? In the back of your mind, were you thinking, I got a chance to play pros, or was that not even in your thought process?
Yeah, I think you're right, the last part. Like, that was never – I mean, I grew up in Baton Rouge. I grew up an SEC guy. I mean, that hung the moon. So I was a college football guy. I mean, I loved the Saints, but, I mean, I wasn't a big NFL guy. Go figure. The Saints were my team. So it was all about playing college football. It's all about playing college football. And I was into college football. I wanted to get a degree from Texas. I wanted to play with those guys. I never grew up, man, I want to be an NFL Roger Staubach. I mean, I wanted to be a great, you know, SEC quarterback or SEC football player. That was just where my mind was. So I was at a great school with a great university with guys that I'd already played and won with, and I wanted to stay there and just play with those guys and not try to move on and do something new.
You see that, John? Typical SEC fan where they think it's a step down to go in the NFL.
You're brainwashed down there now.
No question.
That is the truth.
Like, I'm not wasting my time in the NFL.
No, it's just a different way of growing up. I mean,
right.
It is a different culture down there football-wise, and it's not a bad thing. It's just
I love it.
It's a big deal in a lot of people's eyes.
So let's talk about four games in. Are you happy where you guys are?
There's, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to be happy. You know, even if we were undefeated right now, I don't think I would be, well, I'd be happy, but there'd still be things that you'd be focused on. You want to get better because you know you're going into conference play. And, you know, this is like playing in your own neighborhood. Everybody knows you, you know them. This is the difference in the non-conference opponents. So I am happy with where we're going. I feel like we're doing the right things. We're addressing the right things, offensively, defensively, special teams. Coaching-wise, we're being critical with ourselves and improving and making sure that we're evaluating what we're talking about. And, you know, I'm very optimistic about where we're going in conference play. So just ready to get started.
Yeah. Well, the bye week, and, you know, it always comes that you can always use it, right? I mean, it doesn't matter when it comes.
Yeah. You want to just keep playing, you know. Sometimes you want to just keep playing. But we've done a good job this week with our guys in terms of keeping practices spirited and, you know, not this, oh, man, we're not playing this week. Like we approach the week. This is, you know, a week to go out and play. It's not work. People out there, they're doing real work. We play. You know, we're going to have fun this week. We're going to get better this week. And then we're going to be fresh and ready to go for conference play. So it hasn't been an off week. It's been a work week, but we've been out there playing and having fun.
Well, and the preseason is over. What do you think about the conference overall through the preseason?
I mean, I've already seen things that, you know, it's our conference. I mean, whether it's, you know, impressive wins against, you know, bigger quote unquote conferences. You know, it's a strong league, strong coaching. You see some games on our side of the league that, you know, hey, this team beat this team. Wow. All right. This team beat this team already. Wow. I mean, the first conference game. So it's going to be all over the place. So we've just got to focus week in, week out. Our main focus is Tulsa. You know, they've played us, beat us last year, played us really tough at home, came down the last play of the game in 16. So, we know we're going to have a fight, and we got to just focus on each conference opponent at a time. And hell, this is fun, man. This is like the playoffs. I mean, this is eight games, conference play. Each game is big, so I'm excited about it. I know our team is too.
Yeah, and it's next Thursday night, so we won't be able to talk to you unless you want to get up and talk to us before the game next Thursday. You're more than welcome to do that. 8 o'clock in the morning next week. So you guys got Thursday night, Cougs in Tulsa. That's a nationally televised game, so good stuff. Well, have a nice weekend. I don't know where I would watch the Ryder Cup if I were you, though. That's all I'm saying. All right, get a little tip from Tiger on how to be a champion.
I'll tape it. All right.
That's Major Applewhite right here on ESPN 97.5. We appreciate it, Major.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Go Cougs.
All right. There's the head coach of your Houston Cougars right here on ESPN 97.5. A little insight to that whole transfer thing. I wish we would have talked to him when he was talking about the university and staying, and, you know, guys are going to get hurt, guys are going to maybe play their way out of it and all that stuff. Wish we would have we'd talked to him before. But, oh well. 811 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. I got to talk about, I'm talking to my man Leonard Courtright over at Allied Siding and Windows. If you're looking for the best, and James Hardy Plank is the best. When I sat down with Leonard and talked about, he and John talked about this thing, I went over to their showroom up there, and it's unbelievable. And it's and they talk about the James Hardy Plank. They aligned themselves with James Hardy Plank because it's the best. And, you know, Leonard told me, he said, don't make sure you just tell people, don't go with an inferior product or a product that the installer is trying to make, because you can do one thing well. It's hard to do both things well. It really is. And so he just says, you know what? We'll install them. James Hardy Plank, you make them, and we'll install them, and we'll be the best at installing them. And that's exactly what they do. So you got the trim overhangs, and you got the siding. All it's starting at $150 a month, 30-year non-prorated warranty, $500 Amazon gift certificate with a whole home siding purchase. All of these things. The company is second to none. It's a Courtright family business. It has been around forever. Same phone number, 713-WINDOWS, 713-WINDOWS. You're going to love doing business with them. If you've got to upgrade that siding, that outdoor, all you got to do is call 713-WINDOWS.
I'm so proud of this team. You know, we have to take a moment and really appreciate this team. You know, to go back to back 100 wins, back to back division championships. I mean, it's not easy to do what we're doing, and so I do want our guys to relish in it. I want us to obviously finish strong. We're gonna have a great party today after this game that we've earned, and our guys need to take a moment and enjoy, you know, what we accomplished.
AJ, he couldn't address the team yesterday. He's been fighting a cold, and his voice was going out. So he had a rough time of it. He usually does his post season talk to the team, you know, his congratulatory, and he couldn't do it.
Yep,
his voice was shot. So there's that. Del, if I were to ask you, what kind of videos do you think Lance would watch during the break?
Yeah, it's difficult because I know that's an NFL computer, and I know he loves to watch film and even watch, like, random things. But my guess would be...
I like pretty feet.
No, it didn't have anything to do with feet.
I knew that was coming.
It didn't have anything to do with feet.
Are you sure? Because
I like pretty feet.
No, he likes pretty feet, but he doesn't. He's not like Rex Ryan. I don't think he has a foot fetish.
Nah,
he likes pretty feet. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't like for him to be janky.
No, he doesn't like janky feet. No,
that would have been like she would have just been a girlfriend. If the feet would have been janky, it would have been like, we can't get married.
You just don't, yeah.
No, but but it's good. So I'm good with that. Yeah, she's 16 years.
So if I were to tell you that he was watching, and I mean commenting, like it seemed like he was watching some other kind of video. If I told you he was watching somebody make a brisket,
yeah,
would that surprise you?
It was hot.
No, I wouldn't. That wouldn't surprise me.
Uh-huh. Sous vide brisket.
Did he give live commentary?
Yeah, he was like, sure. Yeah, look at this. Oh my God! The guy he's got a flamethrower,
yeah,
and he
finishes
it
basically with a flamethrower.
So he had the dude had a finishing move,
apparently.
Yeah. And Lance was,
you have to finish it.
Does he talk when he finishes?
That guy was,
And Lance
now,
was like,
and
Lance was like, "Shut up! I just want
to
watch it."
Oh, he told you to stop talking.
Yeah, he wanted
said
the dude
he's
to
almost
stop
finished.
Talking.
He's almost finished.
Shut up! I'm trying to do this over
44
here.
44 hours in the sous vide. He smoked it for 3, and then he finished it with what amounts to a flamethrower, and all I could think of was it'd be great to have that to char something quickly, but I can't have that with Sebastian at my house.
He said this while he's watching.
No,
he goes,
I said this.
Oh,
I
can't do
this. I can't
with
have
snacks
this.
Around.
Snacks
he'll
burn,
he'll
my,
burn,
he'll
down
burn
house.
My house down.
That's what he said.
In essence, it is just a flamethrower.
So you would you would set aside 40 plus hours for a brisket?
Well, it's sous vide. You just leave. You don't have to do anything. It just keeps cooking it at a low temperature. So yeah, I mean. It's really almost a 3-day process, isn't it?
Hmm.
If you got to go 44 hours in a sous vide, you're just talking about, it's a 3-day brisket.
Yeah.
I don't know, Dill. That's a good question. That seems a little
excessive.
Much.
Well, I think it seems to me.
I could do it.
I'm just going to go to the pit room or to Damaris or
something.
You know, somewhere.
Regals. We got so many good spots.
We
do.
But I can
carry
do it.
A blowtorch
I can do
you.
A really good one myself.
Of
takes
course
about
you can.
12.
Yeah, you can because you've got a Traeger.
It does take 12 hours.
You got a Traeger.
Well, I don't. I use Memphis, but Green Mountain, Traeger, Memphis, they're all this. I mean, wood pellet smoker. Here's the tricky part, though. Making sure that fat is rendered, that you get it melted.
You know what's... You know the only thing less interesting than John mentioning the Ryder Cup?
What about poker talk?
That's... Okay, let's list them.
What about fantasy football talk?
Let's get a list
Who
going.
Should I start here? Let me give you some. Okay. You can rate these. Who should I start? Poker talk. Barbecue. We'll call it barbecue talk. Barbecue talk. Ryder Cup. And then for you, baseball.
See,
let's rank them on the Dell's boring scale.
All right, go ahead.
At least with golf, there are jokes to be made. So golf isn't at the bottom. I believe the barbecue thing, particularly since I'm not going to be eating it, is the worst topic of conversation on the face of the earth. Okay. To hear a guy talk about what he does to get his brisket ready, boring. That's number one.
What, brisket talk was number one?
As far as boring.
Boring.
Okay. On the two has to be poker talk. It's cards. I don't care. That's two. You gave me baseball, golf, and what was the other one?
There's baseball, fantasy, there's fantasy football. Sit, start.
Fantasy football's three. That's three. It's only important to you and no one else.
Right.
That's three.
I've always felt that, too.
Yeah.
I feel like barbecue talk should be like fifth.
I'm sure it is
definitely interesting.
No, it's not.
Baseball should be fifth, but then poker. I mean,
baseball.
Actually, they all sound pretty interesting other than Ryder Cup.
Golf and baseball.
Sit, start, and
because those
Cup.
Two are actually sports that have some competitive feel, even yeah. though golf is.
See, golf is not. No, golf is actually way down the list of boring.
Compared to poker, fantasy football, and actually, I'll put it to you differently. Lance talking about barbecue has got to be the most boring thing ever.
No, it's.
I'm sure
you, if you would have been in here, you would have been interested.
No, but that's a video I'm watching. You talking about barbecue, the worst.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it's probably the yeah. I'm going to have to go with Dell.
I'm just going to have to disagree with both of you on that one. I think
you would.
There's a lot of interesting stuff that was happening here. You need to come in during a break and watch some of these videos.
I like Pretty Feet.
I'm not watching those videos.
Hey, I haven't told y'all this yet, but this morning as I was getting ready to leave, I went out, and usually my wife wakes up early and she goes and runs at Memorial Park or whatever, and she was out in the living room. I heard noise. I'm like, how'd the TV get on? And she was watching one of her shows, and she was doing her workout, and she was actually doing some workout right there in the living room. And I thought, okay, I said, you didn't go run? No, I just did this workout here. And I saw her, and as a joke, I mean, I'm getting ready to leave. I got to go. And I said, well, you could get it after that workout. She goes, okay. I said, well, like, she called my bluff, and I'm like, well, she goes, go ahead, come on, wait for my workout to be done, and then we'll make a nice plate of nachos together. And I said, and I thought for a second, and I realized I can't. Because in my mind, this is legitimately what I thought. I can't, because if it takes too long to make these nachos, and Dell was late yesterday, A, John will torment me, but what will be even worse is Dell having his chance for get back. Like, I can't be late to the show after I was Dell's dad for much of the first hour.
I didn't hear any of it.
Well, I just in case you did, I'm like, I can't let Dell have these free shots at me.
Well, my question is, you think so? You got it like that? That'll take too long? I feel like you would be done in a couple of minutes.
Well, let me also say, I tend to cut it a little closer getting to work just because I live relatively close.
He edges closer, though.
Why did you? I wish you would have never told
I
him
wish
this.
I hadn't told him either.
See, he's edging closer.
I wish
closer.
You would have never told him that.
But here's the thing, Dell. How about this?
That I'm
when he's talking to his wife about nachos, he immediately thinks of you.
Well, how about that I'm renting so much space in his head? When he has a chance to have sex with his wife, he's considering what I will do.
It was a space rental. It was a space rental because I thought, if I'm late, Dell will. It doesn't matter for what reason. Dell's going to take shots for at least the first 90 minutes.
And listen, and you may think, wow, that's tough. But when you got 70 kids, you got to take all your shots that you can.
Oh,
okay?
No, I mean,
there's no, because they're all, I swear to God, my kids.
What's that? Why is the door locked? Mom's showering. Let us in. Let us in. Let us in. Like, what do y'all have? What's the sixth
and
sense?
They have
if you hear a zipper,
yes.
If you hear a zipper down, like the kids.
Is that
like,
why
like
you wear shorts most of the time?
They're the worst human beings.
Got to be able to operate quickly.
I down. Swear to God, even now,
kids.
I swear to God, they don't
did
even
you
live
say
with
kids
us.
Kids are the worst
and they
human
call.
Beings.
It's. I swear to God,
their
they
timing
have a sixth.
Is impeccable.
And my wife's like, oh, yeah, it might be Frankie. Yeah, I don't care if it's Frankie.
Yeah,
I don't care.
He says in that tone too, I believe.
Yeah,
it is true. Like as soon as if they hear a door click, a lock.
Oh my God!
My daughter can immediately. Yep. My daughter. Actually, it's really. Three of the four, and nobody blocks better. I mean, the Cowboys at their prime 2 years ago at the Ezekiel Elliott did not block better than my children. Nobody blocks. My kids should win the Joe Moore Award for best blocking offensive line because they block better than anybody. And it is like, what's mom? Where's mom? They're never looking for me.
No.
Where's mom? She's in the shower. No. Why is the door locked?
Because
she wants privacy in the shower.
Go away.
And let me tell you something.
Just go get some.
All I'll say is
Cheerios.
It is hard to keep your focus when you get in. Twist, 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 twist on the knobs. Twist, twist, twist. Pull, pull, pull.
Well, then it's finally. Go. Get away.
Yeah.
Get away from the
front door.
Watch TV. Go watch TV. I just need to get my... I need to put my dirty clothes in the hamper. That's a lie. Just throw them on the ground. We don't have toilet paper. Just do it in the grass like the dog. Wipe your butt on the floor like the dog did this morning when I had to clean that. I'm like, what are you doing?
What?
You know how dogs scrape their ass on the floor?
Lance.
Oh, that's
don't
the
worst.
Don't
you have enough poop with the kids? What do you need dogs for?
Dogs, when
let
they
Lance
rub
the colors
their...
save your dogs.
Oh,
my God. Hey, you have to save mine. My dog did that. Lance I better call Lance McCullers because this dog's going to die.
I know. You know what I need to tell Lance McCullers? Like, you need to come get your dog. Because
this one's going to die.
This one is about to lose its life. Needs to go somewhere.
All right, 828 ESPN 97.5. Time for us to talk about saving people money, Lance.
How are we going to do it? You're talking about Bill Advisor? Good.
What?
I'm glad you're talking about Bill Advisor because I told you about the satellite and cable and all that, the way they save you there, and that's monster savings. The one over the past year that has been the big eye-opener has been the homeowner's insurance. And Bill Advisor now has their hands on a homeowner's insurance company, like their own, basically, where they are able. Now, sometimes they can't beat another company's rates, but most of the time they can. And they give you all the protection you need. They've got everything that you could possibly need from a protection standpoint, and they were lowering the rates. You know, there's a lot of companies out there who basically have just been taking advantage of a lot of Houston property owners, and you might be one of them. What happens is if you stay with the same company years and years and years, and, well, we know our agent Gary, and he's such a great guy, and he sends us cards every Christmas, and, you know, Gary's just a fantastic guy. I'm glad that you like Gary, but Gary is just taking your money hand over fist. And guess what? When's the last time he did something nice for you? And don't tell me about that card that he sends to... Guess what? You're not the only one who gets that card from Gary. Everybody gets a card from Gary that's a client. See if he keeps sending you cards when you're not a client. Test it out with Bill Advisor. Text MONEY to 232323. Bill Advisor will immediately... It's an automated system. It says what's your address. You send your address. And within just a few seconds, they will send you a homeowner's quote. And just test it against what Gary's offering you. See if they can beat Gary's offer. Odds are they will beat his offer, and Gary won't be able to touch it. Make sure that you keep your money in your pocket and get all of the coverage that you want or need at Bill Advisor. Text MONEY to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, let's do one here. Two tickets to Oktoberfest Houston. Oktoberfest Houston showcases the best in German and Texas culture. Craft beer and music lovers gather for the most festive day of the year. So grab your Lederhosen and Dirndls to taste a variety of beers while you listen to the best polka music in Texas at the Waterworks at Buffalo Bayou Park, September 29th. That's this Saturday. General admission starts at just $25. Get your tickets now at Oktoberfest with a K, Houston.com. Oktoberfesthouston.com. So we've got two tickets. They're free. So they start at $25, and we've got them free.
That's a good giveaway.
So here's the deal. At 8:40 exactly, so that the streamers can get in too. And when your iPhone or your Samsung or whatever you got, it's 8:40 exactly. Caller number 10 is going to win. Caller number 10 is going to win. So that's done. Let's look at some lines this weekend, Lance.
All right.
So your Texans, your Houston Texans, yeah, who you love and admire.
I do.
Are now 2-point underdogs.
You know what I like? Because they're humble and they're always about making sure they take care of the fans.
No. Well, now, in fairness, they do have, not that they don't charge you for everything, but they do, the fan experience is important to them.
Okay, then let's up it. I was talking to someone that you and I both know, and I'll tell you later, who has been in the world of sport. And he said, boy, the Texans, it's just like their whole fan experience and the in-game stuff feels like it's so dated. And I totally agree. From a branding standpoint, I think the Texans need a complete rebrand. I mean, new logo, new colors, or new color combination, or however they want to do it. I mean, seriously, out with the Clay Walker stuff. Get it more hip. They did Cotton Eye Joe at halftime. I mean, come on. This is not... This is so old. They are still stuck in like 2004 or 2005 from a branding
standpoint. Okay. Okay, you don't.
And that's in game. That's in game.
Granted, and I heard plenty of rap when
on kickoffs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But compared to a Rocket game,
in breaks. Yeah. Okay. But what's your audience? Is it Cotton Eye Joe? Or is it rap?
It's not Cotton Eye Joe.
Well, it ain't rap either.
Well, I think young people are mostly going to be rap. That's the mainstream music. Anybody who is 35 or under, it's going to be more rap than Cotton Eye Joe. I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Who is Cotton Eye Joe?
I don't even know. Well, I don't even know what that is.
Hell of Carter, blah, 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 blah. Look at us go. 92 yards in the first half. Here we go. 92 yards. Yeah. 0-3.
I don't know what that
home
is.
Home loss. Home opener. Did you come from where did you go? Here we go. Hey. Cannot cover a running back out of the backfield. 0-3 to start the season. 2% chance of getting to the playoffs. Bill O'Brien got an extension. That's too bad if it makes you feel sad. Cotton Eye Joe, turn around. We can't even get 100 yards in the first half. Dylan Cole's out for the year again. That's two times in a row. Whitney Merciless barely played. Hey, Whitney Merciless, turn around. Just walk to the locker room. You're not even making a tackle. Clowney wants that big, giant extension after this year. And hey, flip around, Whitney. Do it a little dance. Do it a little. Lock your arms with Jadeveon Clowney and go in the locker room. Because you're not even making tackles. Woo!
I don't feel like Drayton is there right now.
It's not. I don't know.
Turn around and turn your partner. Fall on the ground, Judea. Fall on the ground, Julian Davenport. Hey, Cineo Calametti, fall on the ground and get hurt today. Then Greg Mance will come in and be average. Martinez Rankin, fall on the ground and miss your block. Here comes Deshaun Watson. Hope he doesn't die.
Throwing a false start for Julian.
5-yard penalty. Let's do it again. 3rd and 11. You're going to get sacked.
Let's run Lamar off tackle. 2-yard gain.
2nd and 10, guaranteed run. Gonna gain 1. 3rd and 9, 5-yard penalty. 3rd and 14, pressure on Deshaun. Throw it away. Pun time again.
It's like he's reading the play by play.
I am literally remembering one of the series. I actually remembered one of the series I used.
That was exactly the series. So,
hey, Deshaun, there's wide open tight end. Throw it way down the field in the double coverage.
So that's what you think about the Texans being a 2-point underdog this week.
Oh, is that what we're talking about? Yeah, I mean, feel like linebackers have that right. They shouldn't be the favorite. I thought before the year the Texans could be a 2.5-point favorite at that game. And it's been a 4.5-point swing.
Yeah.
In my mind, at least.
Well, yeah. Well, they're playing better than I thought they would early on here.
Colts?
Yeah.
They're competitive.
Actually, going into Washington wasn't easy. Ask the Packers. That wasn't too easy. And they went in there and they took care of business. So they deserve to be a 2-point favorite. My thing is, are they asking you, what is Vegas asking you to do? Are they asking you to bet on the Colts because they're just a 2-point favorite? The Texans have looked pitiful.
I think they're daring you to bet on the Colts.
I think they are too. Which is why
you're gonna take that dare. Oh, you're gonna go Texans again? Let's see. They covered against the Patriots, right?
No.
They were off by half. They covered against the Giants, right?
Nope.
Well, they covered against the Titans.
Nope.
Oh, so they're 0-3. They're 0-3 in season. 0-3 against the number.
Yeah,
they are kind of due.
Either that, or they really suck.
I mean, at some point, Vegas gets it right.
You just go. At some point, you just go, I got to stop. And I've taken them every week. At some point, you got... No, but if I take the Colts this week, then guess what happens?
Yeah, no.
They are
dead. You know what? I have felt like that before. Like, I single-handedly control a team's destiny based on which way I'm going.
And I
You going to get smart with me, Texans? Because I will fire on you today and see what happens.
Hey, how about this game tonight? Rams and Vikings. Dude, this is a game.
Oh, it's a huge game.
Why would you put two first-place teams could be going into the season? Why would you put them on a Thursday night? That's a this is a Sunday night game.
No, I'm glad. Usually Thursday night games are trash games. This is a good game.
Well, usually it's a
it's a highlight game. It's Thursday.
Only 3 days but the teams usually play like trash.
At least it's earlier in the season. Like later in the season, the Thursday nights have got to be a nightmare. My dad told me they are. I mean, you get guys beat to hell.
Yeah.
So at least it's still earlier in the season. Maybe that's a little better to have.
But the brand of football has been. Now we've had some good games. We've had some good up and down games. But for the most part,
thanks to Baker.
Yeah,
on Thursday.
Yeah, good half
for Well, last year we had a really, really really good game. Yeah. But for the most part, the brand of football is trash because you don't have game plans in. Guys are still not recovered from the previous week. They're just not ready to play on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the Rams are given 7. I don't know right now. I bet you Vegas is like, we have no idea. The Vikings are a really good football team, last week notwithstanding. I think here's the deal is in the NFL, if you played like crap last week, chances are you're going to play like really well this week. Mm-hmm. This Rams team looks like the Rams team, the greatest show on turf now. They've got a great. Now, how about this, though?
Look awfully good.
Peters and Tlaib both out.
Yeah, and Tlaib's out for the year.
So, I mean,
that's a big, big loss.
That's huge.
That's a big, big loss.
Okay, Tlaib suppose the Texans lost.
Well, he's on the IR, but is he designated to return?
That team, I think he might be. I don't.
I mean, that's a.
I don't know. They were talking about a month for him. They were talking. At first, it was a month.
He hit IR. Yes, he hit IR last night.
Well, he may be designated for. He may be one of those guys that can come back.
Check. I don't know.
So what if the Texans lost their best two corners? Can you name the Texans' best two corners?
J. Joe and Aaron Colvin, I guess?
Yeah, is it? Yeah.
So, it'd be, is D. Virgin still on the team?
No.
Reed, it'd be, no. It'd be more, who the hell would they play? They got to pick somebody up. Kayvon Webster?
I mean.
It's a disaster. It's a disaster. They would be, it would literally be the worst.
I'm not even sure those
ever.
Are the two best. I'm not, even though they're.
No, you're probably picking guys up that would start playing.
Yeah, no. You probably are picking up guys right now, even with those two healthy that are playing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how really bad it is. But
why would you say something like that?
But I could certainly see, and I really think
all hopes of any playoff go down the drain if you lose to the Colts. I mean, right now I would not say it's good, obviously, but literally all of your hopes and dreams down the drain if you lose to the Colts.
Yeah.
None.
844 ESPN 97.5. Well, so that was a good segment about about all the lines this week. 713-780-3776. Time to talk.
I'm looking right now at the depth chart at corner, and I'm like, Kayvon Webster, Johnson Batamosi, no, Sharice Wright. Well, Sharice obviously.
He's on the field.
Yeah, no, Sharice is playing. So it'd obviously be Sharice Wright and Kareem Jackson? And Johnson Batamosi?
That's it. Wow.
Man.
Wow.
Man.
Oh,
when
man.
When do the Astros and Indians start again?
What's the day? Next Friday.
Okay.
Absolute Marble and Granite is what we're talking about right now. My peeps over there, Jeff Aronoff. He's the best. He is a guy who's going to save you money right now. And Jeff Aronoff is going to save you the money. The lira. You're looking for more lira in your pocket. Yes, you are. Well, here's the deal, though. How about improving your house? How about the countertops are kind of a big deal. It's kind of a big deal that you're going to have nice countertops in your home or your business instead of the trash that you're living in now. I mean, aren't you disgusted with yourself? If you want to look at the vanity in the bathroom, it's disgusting. And people come over and think how disgusting you are. So if you're looking for a great way to improve the value of your home, put in that outdoor kitchen. You know what an outdoor kitchen does for the value of a home? Unbelievable. And Jeff will make it nice. Now, you can spend as much. I mean, I'm telling you, you can make it nice, nice, nice. What you need right now is Jeff Aronoff. 713-880-2822. 20% off. You tell them, hey, I'm a 97.5 listener. I want my 20% off. Or give it to me. Give it to me now. 713-880-2822. Fix up your house with Jeff Aronoff and Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN 97.5.
Dell, how fast are you going to see Venom? Are you going to the first day showing of Venom? It's Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy doesn't usually do bad movies.
He I'm not
is
that excited.
A scary. Why are you not excited about? It's I mean, a Marvel comic.
I don't really care about Venom, the character itself.
Why? He's got a mask of a guy.
I'm aware of what he is.
He's got teeth for a head.
I know all those things. I just don't care about Venom as a character. Now, the new X-Men trailer came out.
What?
The Dark Phoenix.
Raheel didn't seem as excited. Well, who's the Dark Phoenix? What is that?
It's about Jean Grey, like, descent and kind of being evil.
It's Sansa Stark.
She plays Jean Grey.
Yeah.
And she's in a Dark Phoenix.
And if it's anything like Apocalypse, it's going to be trash.
Well, I always like X-Men.
Sansa is the redhead, right?
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. I always lock in on X-Men, so I'll see it no matter what, probably. So that one I'm excited about, but I don't care about Venom so much.
Oh, look, Tom Hardy, another movie with a mask on.
Where he talks with
But Tom Hardy is awesome.
Tom Hardy
loves
is awesome.
A good mask.
He also loves, think about the movies Tom Hardy has played in. Right? He was a UFC fighter, MMA fighter, I should say. He was pretty compelling. Like, he yeah. really sold that. Of course, he's also a method actor, so he was probably getting, and he's also, I think he's a guy who gets in real fights, too. Like, he strikes me as real fight guy. He has been, obviously, Bane. There's a mask. Here's another one with the mask. But he has also been in a...
Mad Max.
He was mask. In Mad Max, where he did have a mask. I guess now that
you mentioned. Can we keep going?
It. Yeah.
Name every movie. Go ahead.
Let me yeah, pull look up his
IMDb. He was in Peaky Blinders.
That one, he didn't have a mask.
His
he
voice...
He had a facial issue.
Facial, yeah, he did.
He always has creepy...
Yeah, but he was the only good... Adrian Brody was so terrible.
He always had creepy voice.
He made Tom Hardy look like Al Pacino.
You come to me. Oh, he was those two twins. He was those two, the two killer
he was
twins.
Good.
That was good.
That was really that was good. Really,
I think he's a great actor.
He's a great actor.
Tom Hardy's fantastic actor.
He was in The Covenant?
Yes. Or go over here. Yeah.
That's right. I didn't.
We'll just leave him behind and kill him.
Not The Covenant.
The
yes.
Revenant.
The Resonant.
Revenant.
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 Yes. Revenant?
Revenant.
I don't even know what that means.
It's The Revenant.
I don't know what that means.
It Tom Hardy was good. Now, he has weird voice in everything mm-hmm. he does.
Inception. He was a normal character in Inception.
Yeah, he really was. Yeah. That's one of the most. That's one of the only normal characters he's ever been. Yeah.
Bronson.
Oh. Dude.
What about
Bronson was crazy.
Watch that with your
show
wife.
On FX. Taboo. Oh,
Taboo. He's a mask. Lunatic on Taboo also.
Another mask.
No, he doesn't have a mask. He has a messed up face.
Mask.
Dunkirk. He was a legend. He's not
Dunkirk. He was wearing a pilot fighter mask the entire time until the final scene, and he takes it off.
Not the entire movie, was it? The legend he played two twins. He can't just play a regular. Yeah, that's true.
What is Bronson?
Oh, the drop. Oh. He was Irish, or he was a Boston. Yeah, he had the Boston accent in the drop. The drop was pretty. I
don't remember. I didn't watch the drop.
It was Tony Soprano's James Gandolfini's last movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Bronson is about a prisoner from UK, and
it was based on a true story.
Just watch it. Yeah, I don't want to say too much.
You
want to
see it?
It's a great. It's one of the best love stories of this generation. He makes love in it.
Yeah, I would highly recommend.
Like that movie I told you, the Thai prison movie.
We all saw it. Did you end up seeing it?
Did you ever watch that?
Not yet. I need to.
Holy crap! There was a nice love scene in that one.
I watched the Billy Moore. I watched the real Billy Moore interview where he talked about what would happen. But no. So Bronson, I would watch Bronson, and there's another one called what is his name? He is Chopper. Chopper came out. It's Eric Bana. And Chopper is about Mark Chopper Reed from Australia.
Yeah.
Dude, that movie is awesome, too.
Seen that, yep.
Tinker, Tailor, Spy, Taylor Soldier Spy didn't see that. Inception, he was a normal guy. Yeah, rock and roll. There's Bronson, Sucker Punch. I mean, he's been in some.
Yeah.
He doesn't like regular roles. Like, you know what you're not going to catch him in, I think, is a rom-com. He's not doing romantic comedies, I don't think, ever.
Not yet.
His voice is too weird.
He might later when he tries to.
Dude, everybody does rom-coms.
Yeah.
They're the easiest paycheck.
He was in Layer Cake, too, which is another one of my favorites.
Rom-coms are sports radio of the movie world. It's the easiest paycheck.
It is an easy paycheck if you're a good-looking guy. He's a decent-looking guy. He does have weird, like, I was going to, you know, I just want to. I can't do a Tom Hardy. He's always got a weird, he sounds like he has 5 or 6 marbles in his mouth at all times.
Yeah, a little hard. He was perfect for Peaky Blinders because you always had to have the subtitles up.
No, that was him in Peaky Blinders, the Jewish deli guy.
Yeah. You know what? You know about Peaky Blinders, are you? You got to watch Peaky Blinders.
No.
It's good.
Why? Cillian Murphy?
I watched a couple episodes. I liked it. I just, you know, I get started on other stuff. Like, now I got to finish Maniac. I might. It's Maniac. Jonah Hill's not fat anymore. Skinny Jonah Hill, I have a problem with. I have a real problem with.
Have you started it? Is it any good?
The first 15 minutes is weird.
15 minutes?
Yeah, and Eric.
But
and
the
Eric,
kids not. Oh!
No! Watching an actual Netflix. Oh. And I was actually watching Netflix and actually chilling.
Oh.
But
that's how long it took you in the bathroom?
No. I started it and I'm like, all right, I'm going to switch to something else.
You have an office now where you can take longer than 15 minutes to watch stuff.
I know, but that's why. When I eat lunch, I like to have a food show on sometime when I eat lunch. It makes me feel like my lunch is better.
What?
Yeah, it's just a thing I do.
So when you're eating a pastrami sandwich, if you're watching something.
Like right now, it's Million Pound Menu, a BBC, where these people are trying to get their dream job. They're trying to get funded by these venture capital groups for their restaurant ideas.
So it changes the taste of your sandwich?
In my mind, I
do remember one time you were eating a sandwich and you were watching the Thai love scene, the prison love scene.
That's not true. I turned that out. No, I didn't have any food. And that wasn't a love scene. That was the exact opposite of a love scene.
Seemed like
the whole movie. You don't want to be eating at all during the whole movie. It is a graphic, aggressive. It wears you down. The whole movie.
It really does.
It's a really good movie. I mean, that was like in the 90s, tomato meter. And I think the actor, it wouldn't shock me if the actor gets nominated for an Oscar this year. He was that, I thought he was that good.
Yeah, no, he was that good. He's Peaky Blinders. He was in Peaky Blinders. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 713-780-3776. 857. Raheel joins us on the other side.
You want to give tickets away for me and Dell are going to go to Venom together October 5th? And
no,
you want to see
not.
If anyone wants to go with us?
Those aren't tickets for Venom.
We've got two tickets for Lance and Dell.
Well, you don't have to buy. If you want to go to Venom with me and Dell, October 5th.
Those aren't tickets for
1 o'clock
Venom.
Showing. No, I'm just saying you can come.
Well, you
with
can,
us.
You, if people want to go, that's great. I won't be there. First of all, I already told you I'm not interested. But more importantly, Lance will be there. So there's no chance I'm going to be there. I don't want to hang out with Lance.
Riz Ahmed's in that too.
If Chadwick Boseman mm-hmm. was Venom, would
Raheel's
you go?
Raheel's in there.
No.
If Chadwick Boseman was Venom, would you go?
No.
I don't believe you.
As long as you are anywhere near a movie theater, I won't be there.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to find out when you're going. I'm going to say,
how are you going to find out when I'm going?
Right, and with a empty movie theater,
I'm
sit
gonna,
right next
I don't
to
tell
him.
Raheel things.
Raheel knows.
No, he doesn't.
Raheel does what? Things. He's got an entire Instagram account.
He thinks I would tell you before I go do something so he would find out from you.
When you go to Venom, you say, I'm going to Venom today.
No.
You get excited about it.
No, you get excited about Venom.
Yeah.
That's not, I just told you, I don't
like,
care.
Ooh, what's the new cartoon on? I'm going.
Yeah.
Oh, you taking the cartoon route? What are you talking about? You go to comic book movies all the time.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I do not.
Yes, you
not
do.
Not all the time at all. I didn't watch any of the Marvel comics. I did go to Thor Ragnarok or whatever.
But you didn't watch Black Panther.
I saw some of it on a plane.
Oh, you didn't hear it, though?
He still hasn't watched
Black Panther. What was
well,
happening.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, you didn't
they
either.
Put that thing in that guy, and he got better.
I'm not surprised he didn't go see it.
They got that.
Zerline.
Mm, yeah.
I don't go to cartoon movies that much, unless I have my kids.
It's not a cartoon.
It's a cultural.
Now my kids, I did see some of the other day. It's on Netflix. My kids are watching
event.
It again.
It's a cartoon.
It was
John
a
watched
event.
It the first week.
Yeah, I went. You know why? Because I'm woke.
Because he's woke.
Yes, we know. We know you're woke.
Woke John is the best John.
You know what else is the best John? Poker John.
Ooh.
And you know what's going on today over at Prime Social?
Well, every day poker's going on. Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
It's not Pot Limit Omaha.
Who wants a piece? What?
Well, okay, so it's not the Pot Limit Omaha tournament.
I couldn't go
yesterday. You go getting cash games all the time over
there. Yeah,
They know you there. Yeah. Y'all got the same crew that hangs out like, John!
Yeah, Moose.
What about the Hatchet Man?
Moose and Nick and Jim and, you know, and Dean and all
the
guys.
You know what? It actually is a lot of fun. Once you get to be there for a while and they know you, you have fun talk about Rockets at the table or the Texans, the Astros. Like, you just, it's a very communal thing. And it's actually a lot of fun. Not only are you competing against other guys, but it's also, you know, you get a little table talk going and it can be a little fun. You make some buddies over there, but you're still trying to take their money. I mean, that's just how it goes. And you can play competitive poker on Omaha, No Limit Hold'em. You've got limit games. You've got tournaments every day at noon. And I'm going to tell you this right now. It's a full-stop shop. Televisions are lined up around, big screen televisions around the entire facility. So you're not going to miss any games. If you go on a Saturday, you can watch college football, get in that noon tournament, have lunch there because they got a great menu. The brisket burger, I definitely recommend that. They got a great banh mi sandwich that I had the other day. It's huge oversized leather chairs. I mean, it's a very relaxing, comfortable experience. Air conditioner, keep it nice and cool in there. Valet parking. Everything is laid out nice and beautiful for you. It's just your job to go in and win some money at Prime Social. Get your poker fix over at Prime Social. Go compete. Go get a little camaraderie. Go have a nice lunch. Watch your games on TV while you're playing a great game of poker at Houston's finest poker shop that you're going to find anywhere around the Houston area. It's PrimeSocialTX.com, 7801 Westheimer.